one business of Shem. The next couple of weeks to speak about the avodah of tefillah. I want to give a hakdama before we start the avodah of tefillah. The hakdama we learned in the parsha, from the last week's parsha. The Pasuk says that Chatas Doim V'Amoiro Ki Raboi. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu is going to turn over Sdoim, Ki Chatas Doim V'Amoiro Ki Raboi. So Pashas Yilim Pshat, Ki Chatas Doim V'Amoiro Ki Raboi. Huge. Sdoim is a bad place. We have to turn it over. Stuck at you. Rashi brings down that the daughter from Lloyd, she tried to do chesed, they covered her with honey, they put her on the roof, and all of the bees came. It's emes. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Dalet, I think, the Rambam paskens the following halacha. Ish shu roiv zchuyo is chai, roiv aveiras meis, mechza al mechza, everyone knows. וכן המדינה, the country, שירוי בעבירס היא מיד חרעיבו, שירוי בזכויוס, שהיא מחצה על מחצה. And the Rambam says the following, וכן המדינה שירוי בעבירס היא מיד חרעיבו, שנאמר, כי חטס סדוים ועמוירו, כי רבוי. So the Rambam learns פשט, why is Sdoim got turned over? Because it was Roi Baveiras. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, I'm going to turn over Sdoim. Ki chata Sdoim v'amoiro ki raboi. They have Roi Baveiras. So I have to turn it over. Frek Belecha Mishne, if it's true that Sdoim is going to be turned over because it's Roi Baveiras, how Avraham Avinu goes over? It says, Riboyna Shaloylo, you're going to turn over Sdoim? וממוצו 50 אנשים בעיר צדיקים, you will turn over the city? And Hashem says, לא יעשה בשביל ה-50. And Avraham Avinu says, okay, maybe 45. לא יעשה for the 45. And Avraham says, ריבונו של עולם, if I will find 40, חלילה לך. השופט כל הארץ לא יעשה משפט להומיס צדיק הראשו. והוא צדיק הראשו, חולילו לך השיפת כל הארץ, לא יעשה משפט. פרק דלכם משפט. קדוש ברוך הוא tells אברהם אבינו, I'm going to turn over Sdoim, because most of the people are bad people. If אברהם wants to come and say, Hashem, I know they're bad people, but please forgive them. Please, they really want, they really try. But אברהם אבינו doesn't come. Avraham Avinu comes and he says, "Cholila lecho ashefet kol haoretz lo yaseh mishpot lo misrosha katzadik v'ho yotzadik karosha. Cholila lecho ashefet kol haoretz lo yaseh mishpot." What is the time of Avraham Avinu? Ribbono shel olam, you could kill Sdoim. There's 40 people there. Ashefet kol haoretz lo yaseh mishpot. City, 40 people, you can't, for 40 people, you can't do it. And Hashem says, no, I will not do it. Avraham says, Cholila lecha, if it's 30, how you could do it? Hashem says, no, I can't do it for 30. Fayda lechem mishne, the Rambam paskin, im iroi vaveirois, im miyad chareivo. If it's roi vaveirois, the city has to be turned over. If Avraham says, I understand, but please. Kel rachu v'chalan Hashem, Hashem, kel rachu. Avraham doesn't say that. He says, Ashoifet kol oretz lo yaseh mishpot. What lo yaseh mishpot? I told you the halacha is, im yiroi vaveiras yichareivo. You want to say sorry, say sorry. Zog delichem mishne teretz. And this is the Pesach. Avadai the halacha is, im yiroi vaveiras yimiyad chareivo. Dosi the halacha. Im yiroi vaveiras yimiyad chareivo. But if Avraham Avinu is asking, the halacha changes. היו עושה בשביל תפילת אברהם. צריך לפרושים. But אברהם didn't ask, sorry. אברהם said, השויפת כל האורץ לא יעשה משפו. זו גם מפרושים שתי נדל לחמישנה. דהלוך רזים הם רואים אבי רויס, היא מיד חריבו. But if you come to the ריבונו שלו and you say, but Hashem, how you could do it to kill these tzaddikim? So it becomes the halacha that cholila lecho hashoifet kol haoretz lo yaase mishpat. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the ribbono shel olam and he tells him, "What to kill Klal Yisrael after the Hegel? Please, lo boyem u'mitzrayim limoir bara'o yitziyom la'arog yisom ba'orim b'lecha lezom." You know, Mitzrayim, the Arabs, they will talk. It doesn't look nice. What Hashem had to tell him? Please don't help me. I also know to figure that out. That'll be chilul Hashem. But then she can come and tell you, yeah? If chas v'sholem, people will talk. You want to say sorry? Say sorry. You want to say give them another chance? Moshe doesn't say sorry. He doesn't say chilul Hashem. Lama yeimu Mitzrayim lemoi bo yitziyam la'arog Yisrael? The Teretz is, Klal Yisrael deserve to be killed. Because chet ha'egel. But Moshe says, bo ribbono shel olam, or bichilul Hashem. She says, yeah. Salat nigid v'orecho, you're saying good? You're saying good. Hashem doesn't know. Moshe doesn't have to say sorry. I want to bring one more raya before I want to come to the Nekuda. It's a shita mekubetzes. The Gemara says in Babakamid of Nun Aleph, or Nun, that was Chanina Choyfer Boires. He would dog Boires for Oile Regolim. One time his daughter went, she wanted to see her father's, she wanted to see her father's, you know, the place of the water. So she went to look at the water, she fell in. Terrible zach, her daughter fell into the water. They came to Chanina ben Daiso, put down his head, Shor Rishon, he said, she's okay. She's okay. Shor Shlish, she said, she came out already. They came back and she said, yo, old man came and took her out. They asked her, Chinov Yato? How you look? Amar loy novi ani, veloy ben novi ani, elo amarti dobo shoiso iso tzadik yikosho bezaroi. The tzadik dog the boyers for ele regolim. His kids will fall inside. Zog the Gemara v'afilo ochi, couple years later, meiso bitoy batzomo. His daughter died from thirsty. He helped with water. So Zog the Christmas, love oiso dobo mamish. To fall in the same pit, it's mamish. Dobo shoiso is a tzadik. Here he's busy with water, she died from water. The Shita Mekubetzes says, Antar Eteretz. But Oysa Shoah, when she was thirsty and she, in the desert there, she got lost and she died from thirsty. Loi hoyo rab doisa ba'oilo. Omarti, dobo shoisa is a tzadik, pirush. Omarti la kodesh boruch hu. Ve tzadik goyzer va kodesh boruch hu mekaya. Zog the Shita, the pshat is, Avada, she died, she fell in the water. But I said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, how you can do it to him? So Hashem had to listen to me. But next time he was not there to say it. So she died. But they asked him if he was a Novi. They said, Loi Novi ani, veloi ben Novi, I'm a simple yid. Amaldi Domus, what he's saying, I'm not a Novi. I just told him that he can't do it, so he listened. I'm not a Novi. No, Rabbi said, how you did it? You saved the girl? No, I'm not a Novi, I just said Hashem, you can't do it, so he listened. Does the pshat? Zogin the Mefoshim. He said, I came with a taina, but you can't do it. The alibis of tefillah, tefillah is avoida. And I want to explain, it's not only avoida because we have to. It's avoida she believes that ha'olam ha'omed al ha'toiro, avoida v'gmilus chasodim. It's avoida she believes that tefillah. The Gemara Nida says, ha'roitze le'achkim. The Gemara says, we'll sit and learn. Yarbe b'yeshiva. Harbe osu ken v'lay osu v'yodav. Go upstairs. They're learning, and nothing comes out of them. Elo yarbe b'yeshiva v'yevak eshrachmi v'mishachoch moshaloi. You have to daven. It doesn't work without davening. So it's not only that it's the inyan for avodas ha'tefillah, even for to understand Prutzes v'tznuas, we have to daven. Even to understand Oynes de Loishchiach, we have to daven. Rab Kideger, everything we have to daven for. But I want to start. The Avodas HaTfile has two weaknesses that stop a person to start to work on davening. Person feels, if I'm a good person, Hashem will help me. If I'm a bad person, too bad. Sometimes when the rope is around his neck, someone's going to die in his family, he tries his best, even so. This is pochus yoyser, a normal, frum person. Chazal tells us we have a big mistake. If a person gets up in mincha, and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, but I'm trying. It can't be that I'm trying and you will not give me a good chavrusa. A good chavrusa will pop up. Ah, he didn't deserve it. Although when he says, I'm trying, you can't leave me. So it becomes a taina. Sdoim has to be chareivo. Sdoim deserves to be destroyed. Das in the aloche, and it's a gipaska den Rambam. Ir shiroi vaveyes imiyad chareivo. Shenema chata sdoim vahamoiro kiraboi. And Avraham says, but the Ribbono shel Olam, cholin alecho. Ashoifet kol ha'oretz lo yas and mishpat. What, you kill a city and it's 40 tzaddikim? Shem says, you're right, 40 tzaddikim, I can't do it. The aloche is, imi rov aveiras imi yad chareivo. The aloche stays. The aloche stays shei chareivo. But when Avraham says, aber b'shefer, you can't do it, it changes. Klal Yisrael have to be destroyed. What Moshe has to say, not even sorry. Hashem doesn't look good. People will say, the frum people, so it will change. Alach es kama v'kama. When a person says, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm trying, I want to be a Talmid Chacham, you have to help me. So he has to help. He has to help. And he will help. He has to help and he will help. This is the aleph base of the weakness that we have. We don't understand. When the Gemara says, if you want to be a Talmid Chacham, Yarbe be Yeshiva, everyone understands. Yevakesh Rachmim Mishachoch Moshaloi? Avada, Avada, Avasoilam, Avada, you have to daven, Avasoilam, Avada. But not much more from that. Yevakesh Rachamim. Daven. Ask the Ribbono shel Olam to help you. And everything. And Parnosa and Shiduchim. If a person davens k'mo shetzorich, Kadosh Baruch Hu listens. Avraham, Yitzchak Berivka, they don't have kids. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, ki be Yitzchak yikor lechozo. What? Avtoch from a Rebbe, Avtoch from the Ribbono shel Olam. And Yitzchak doesn't have kids. What Yitzchak has to say? I got a promise. I have Avtoch, I will have kids. From the Ribbono shel Olam alone. He goes to the corner, she goes to the corner, they daven, daven. And then Hashem answers her tefillah, not even his tefillah. You're right, I promised you, but it has to come with davening. Who knows how much people will promise here to be geoinim, to be rabkiveegers, with 5,000 tefillahs. They've all been holding in two. A person needs to daven. Now, tefillah is a avoda. Rabbi Zalman Auerbach said already in different things, but it's the same he said. Rabbi Zalman said, every person davens three times a day, hopefully. The difference with Kavaneh, with the right avoida or not, is a difference of couple minutes. Right, maybe in the beginning it takes a little bit of time to train yourself. But after you train, it's a question of couple minutes. If a bachur takes some time when he's a bachur, and he teaches himself, and we'll try Be'ez Hashem to work it now in the next couple weeks, how to daven, So what will happen? All of his life he will carry on davening three times a day the tefillah. But his tefillah will be worth millions. If not, he's going to spend around the same time, I'm not speaking of the guy that's planning eventually to daven shachris 5 minutes, yeah? He's going to spend his 45 minutes, lamazong in the short vision, yeah? 45 minutes for the shachris, and the 12 minutes for the mincha, lamazong, and then 18 minutes for the ma'ir, lamazong, yeah? This is his plan. But if he has a voidas atfila, even if he's not adding, when you come up to the Shemaim, he has every year 1,000 tfilas, or even 365 times 3 with Shabbosas, Ta'anesim. Over 1,000 tfilas, and every tfila is Rotzen Hashem. Said the Yitzhahore has a special koyach. The Yitzhahore has a special koyach. Something that he knows that the person is doing anyways, he fights like a dog. He says, on learning, he doesn't fight so much. Why? Some guys, he lets them in the shiva to be masmidim. He knows them 2 years back in America, college. Parnosa, they call it, yeah? And then, maybe kviyas itim la teira. So then I'll disturb him in the shir. Yeah, I'll make him to answer emails in the middle of the shir. But the vile, I don't have to fight the 2 hours that he's doing in the shiva, or the 12 hours that he's doing in the shiva. Because anyway, I know he's eventually going to stop. Tefillah, everyone is going to daven every day. The Yitzhahore doesn't want that you will get that shaychus. Let him to carry on all of his life. 90%, if not more, Chalila v'chasa, but this is what happens in Klal Yisrael, they just daven and they finish and they daven. How about if someone is sick, they cry a little bit? Tefillah is a avoido. It's tachsisi. It's a mitzvah. Love them, chol levavchem, chol nafsheichem. It's a mitzvah. Chazal will attack me. You see what I heard from Chazal? Maybe I didn't hear it exactly, but I'm... Three times a day, they said a person has to daven. Chutz from that, he has to bench a couple times a day. And every couple minutes to throw a bracha somewhere here and there. This is the way, the plan that a yid will be a good yid. We, all of that, somewhere we get lost with that. Then we wonder, where is our kedusha, where is our milas? No, we all, the ikar is learning. I gotta believe that the ikar is learning, yeah? But if you realize, but Chazal put in the picture in our day, get up, daven. Couple hours, daven. Daven. Go to sleep, krishme. Eat, branch. Broch, go out to the bathroom, broch, broch, broch. They cover the whole day. Full with brachas and tefillas. The prison, not so important. So why we do it? I don't know. But this is the most important thing. Learning, you have to learn. Some people only the yotzeh yavarech chovein udvarim shalem shir. You have to kavei hidim. It's a mitzvah to learn. This is the part that the yotzeh made very hard. But kedarkeinu b'kodesh, we know the Yitzhahore doesn't have a koyach to make it hard to people on one mitzvah more from the other mitzvah. He could make it hard in the shell. Meaning to say, before you start to work on tefillah, it looks very not interesting, very hard to keep up with, very not motivating to do it. That he has a lot of koyach to do. But it's only a question of 1 or 2 steps in to the ma'areches of tefillah, and a person starts to get a cheshek of tefillah. I remember my father told me when he learned in Eretz Yisrael in Baltimore, the tekuf of choshev yidden, today all of them are gedolei Yisrael. So he said, "Dunya sa'isim mitshuva and elu." Everyone washed their hands for a moitzi 3 times a day to have a chatimtza to bench. And they wanted to bench to Hashem. And they wanted to have that touch. And drink is a Muslim. So they washed 3 times a day, chapanos and drink is a Muslim. You have to understand, when you will get the cheshek and tefillah, not only that you will agree to daven, like I want you to daven. Sometimes you will say, "Ich will an nedava." I'll tell you, b'zman hazeh, we can't do tefillas nedava. I just want one mishmonesa, just one mishmonesa, you know? I'll feel good after it. Today we try maybe one less, yeah? Avodas tefillah is not a hard thing. I'm saying, I know from people that did it. It's tchilas avodas kosher. Some people think the mechavan and every shem is such a hard avodah. But they talk the whole day, they don't have a problem that they know what they're talking about, right? Hopefully they're not talking with it. It's a home for people that don't know what they're talking about, yeah? No boss. The Yitzhak has a kaya to remark you that you say Shem is on a kavone. I'm not saying we'll start with that. There's a higher madrege. You get used to it. You say Shem Hashem, you mechaven. It's a whole different thing. Shem Hashem on kavone, mit kavone, it's a whole different kedusha. And the Torah made it like that. When Bochum Sodom come, I have a voida in kedusha, I have a voida in that, I have a voida in that. For sure you have a voida in that. He's not eating his medicine. The person has to, they made a person to eat amount of calories a day, amount of liquid, there's those things. Chazal say, 3 tefillas a day, 100 brachos a day. Mo Hashem shoyel mimcha kim l'iro es Hashem. Chazal say, Mo Hashem shoyel mer brachos, kim l'iro es Hashem. But a person that says mer brachos every day becomes a Yiras Shamayim right away. So I'm saying, but a person is masking to come to the avodah of tefillah. You have to have in your head 3 things the whole time that makes you easy to focus and to stay ready to work with us. It's one to understand that is huge what you can receive with tefillah, even if you don't deserve it. And in the same cloud, the first I'm saying, Yitzchok has the haftoch from Avraham Avinu, but it will only come if he will daven. Who knows, not how much he could get with tefillah, how much is dear for him, and if he will daven, they will give it to him. They're just waiting for him to daven. Just open the door and it will come. Aleph. Second of all, a person has to know he's going to daven anyways. Remember this cloud. Today everyone is going to daven Maariv anyway. I'm not asking you to add time. Maybe at the beginning a little bit to train yourself. You'll sit in the Maariv in the same Maariv. So you're anyway going to do these 1,000 tefillahs a year. Why to be a shaita to finish your life with nothing? You know, they say the Sheir Shavoida says it in Kavonas of Yom Kippur when he speaks about Mincha. He says, now is the time that people start to get hungry. And he says, I want to tell you a secret. The people that think about, you know, when they're davening Mincha, about the hot dogs, about all of these things, Zogta, they never finish the fast earlier from someone else. The fast finished the same time. And they ate the same time. He said, the first people, when they come to the Shemayim, from Mincha, the machzorim, will be hamburgers, and coffee, and iced coffee, yeah? And the people that said at the same time, it's so hard to fast. Ribbono shel olam, ich bin mechaber l'shem mitzvah, and I must be masking l'yitzdar l'kvoitcho. When they open the siddur, the shemayim is full with diamonds. Suddenly you say, b'sheirish, you're anyway not going to eat. So why to fill your mouth so full with apples? And that's what you say, b'sheirish. You're anyway going to daven. And the third thing is, that a person that has the avodas tefillah, it's not hard. You get the gishmak, and you become a Yiras Shamayim. You become a different person without doing nothing. And sometimes, you know, you have something on your heart. You have to speak to your friend. After you used to daven, you just daven. You spoke to Hashem, and it's mamish kipshuta. It's mamish kipshuta. Just you have to start to do it. So Be'ezus Hashem, I hope the coming weeks we'll start to take parts. Some parts are more exciting, some parts are more boring. But after you have 3 or 4 of them, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have the tzur of tefillah b'siyata gishmak.